Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do Biz Bites with Bonnie. I'm going to talk about the secret sauce for success, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to share with me here on the show. I know that life is so busy, especially when you're an entrepreneur, and I so appreciate you taking the time. So, you know, I've said this before, but I really think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. So, you know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world and leave your mark. And perhaps that's you. That's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find great value and insights in these shows each week. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, I always have links for you on the show page to my website, Facebook page, and group. And I also have a free gift. So check the show page out later on after the show if you like. So without further ado, let's get to our topic for today, the secret sauce to success. You know, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of secret sauces, right? What I'm going to focus on today is confidence. So when you're talking to a potential client or interacting at a network meeting, what are you like? What kind of energy do you put out there? Are you confident? Are you comfortable? Are you passionate about the message that you're sharing? Do others feel like you're sincere and authentic? I mean, people can tell. If you're not being your authentic self, they can tell. So are you confident and you stand up tall and you just deliver your message? Or are you timid? Is your voice kind of soft? Are people straining to hear what you're trying to say? Or do you stammer over your message? Or does your message just roll off your tongue? Do you go on and not even notice that the person that you're talking to is no longer listening? Their eyes have glazed over and you've lost them. They call that, in one business I was in, they call that puking on people. You know, when people just go on and on and on, and mostly it's about them, and the person that they're talking to is no longer listening. And then there's those people, and I'm sure you've probably seen these people in interactions that you've been in as well. They just seem to attract conversations with other people. You know, we've probably all been in social settings or network gatherings or whatever, where there's like this group of people that seem to congregate around one person. This person is talking and captivating them. Oh my gosh, they're hanging on his or her every word. Their attention is really tuned in to what this person is saying. Now, some people might call this charisma, and it is, but I like to think of this as being truly self-confident. And it begins with having a healthy self-esteem and self-worth, and that's a choice. That begins with us. And then it's also being clear about why you do what you do. If you have those two things, in my mind, you've got charisma and you can hold an audience. You can hold court, as they say. Now, feeling good about how you can serve others. You gotta feel good about that. You know, and remember, no one in the whole world does what you do in the way that you do that. Never forget that. Sometimes we feel, oh, it's just me. You know, we have the imposter syndrome and it's like, oh, who am I to do this thing or whatever. Nobody in the whole world does what you do in the way you do it. Never forget that. Now, there's a difference between true self-worth and those who need to feel big. And that's not what I'm talking about here. You know, the people who talk about them most of the time, all the accolades, their accomplishments, what they do and how they can help, you know, you or other people, what they've achieved, all the letters behind their name, it's kind of all about them. I find myself being really kind of turned off by these people. Now, I know it's important to acknowledge your accomplishments. Absolutely. Don't get me wrong here. Know your value and stand strong in who you are, but be authentic. People can tell when you are not being authentic. Yeah, and you don't have to go on and on about you. I mean, to say a little bit, obviously, is important because they have to know who they're talking to, but not to spend the whole, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever, talking about just yourself and all the wonderful things that you can do. I like to call that the center of the universe phenomenon. You know, when people are sort of boasting about how great they are, and they need to be validated by others. And the truth of the matter is, and this is just my theory, and I don't necessarily, there's probably research out there, I can't cite it today, but when people are like that, when they've got that center of the universe phenomenon, they're talking all about them, most of the time it's because they need to be validated by others, by who they're talking to. It's actually because they probably have a very poor self-esteem and they lack self-confidence. So subconsciously, they're making up for it by being big. You know, some people just talk about their successes and like to brag. It's all about me. That's what I mean here. That's not what I'm talking about in terms of true self-confidence, that charisma piece, because that's not real. You know, when people are needing to be validated by others, it's that external locus of control that Stephen Covey talks about. What's really valuable is the internal locus of control, that you yourself feel comfortable in your own skin. You feel good with who you are. That's true confidence. So how do people feel when they're around you? Notice, pay attention to that. Do people get excited about what you're sharing with them? Do they feel good when they're around you? Do you have, or do you leave people, with good energy, feeling upbeat, or do they feel not so good when you're finished with your conversation? Notice the reaction that people have. And you can probably relate to this with people that you've talked to. Some people you have a conversation with and you feel all jazzed up afterwards and you're all excited and it feels good. It's good energy. And then there are other people that it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till this conversation ends, because they don't leave you feeling good. So when the meeting's over, when the conversation is ended, this is another thing to think about. How will people remember you? What will they remember about the interaction? What will they remember about you? Are you going to leave them with the feeling that they want to be around you more? I mean, perhaps you can help them with something, or maybe they have someone that they could refer to you, because you've impressed them with your self-confidence, your demeanor, your authenticity. You know, I think when you're passionate about your message, when you're passionate about how you can serve, how you can help others, then I think self-confidence needs to be there too, absolutely, because that's the secret sauce to success. But it comes naturally to you if you are being your authentic self and you truly love what you do. So getting clear on that purpose is really important, on what your purpose is, why you do what you do. And then just be you. Stop waiting to feel confident. It's like, oh, I can't wait till I feel confident. Don't even think about that. Just be clear on your purpose and how you're meant to serve, and then just be you. Just be your authentic self. And remember, no is not a dirty word, right? There's power in being able to say no when it's appropriate. Don't be a pushover. Again, that sort of, it gives the vibe of not being very confident. Now, if you have the fear of rejection as one of your fears, which many entrepreneurs do, you're going to need to work on getting past that, because not everyone is a right fit. And sometimes the timing isn't right. So if there's someone that you're interacting with and you could really see working with them in some way that you could help them, or they could be a potential client or referral source or a collaborator of some kind down the road, stay in touch. Nurture the relationship, because sometimes it's just about timing. Now, a great start to being authentic and accepting yourself just as you are is to just start with that. Start with self-acceptance. Because if you accept you just as you are, that doesn't mean you're not going to want to improve something or change in some way. But right now, today, at this moment, you're okay with who you are. just the way you are. Because when you can get to that place, then self-worth is the next step, right? And then it leads to self-confidence. It's sort of like you have to start with accepting yourself first, loving yourself, building that self-worth, and then that leads to self-confidence. And then that's what people feel when they're around you. So your success work this week is to notice how you interact with others, what kind of energy you're giving off. And then are there little steps that you can take or little things that you can change to work on building your secret sauce, self-confidence? You know, maybe it's the way you talk. Maybe it's talking louder. That was one of my things a few years ago. Someone told me that I talk too softly, especially when I was talking about myself or my pricing or whatever. It's a sign of not being confident. So maybe it's even just the tone of your voice, the inflection, your posture. There's lots of things that you can work on, lots of little bitty things. So think about how you interact with others and what kind of energy you're giving off. And are there little things, little tweaks that you can make? And if you want to talk more about this topic, certainly connect with me on my website or Facebook or someplace. Or if you want more on this topic on the show, let me know that too. So until next time, I want you to remember, no one in the whole world does what you do in the way you do it. You are special. You are unique. And there are people out there who need you, who want you. So I leave you with that. And know that anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.